堂听 class.com。
He is not to be taken seriously, and you're absolutely not expected to be entertained by his insanity. But who cares? Introducing the finest talk show the 40 minutes of show prep could provide. You're listening to the Zip Code Famous Face Video Online Extreme Talk Show with your host, Chris Phoenix.欢迎收听 Face 英语电台极限脱口秀，我是主持人Chris。Okay, we're back here. It's Friday, and you've been listening to the Face Beauty on the Extreme Talk Show for quite a while now. Do you still understand that there's something going on here in the show? It's just not supposed to happen. First of all, I'm not supposed to drink any alcoholic beverage. I'm not supposed to smoke while doing the show. And of course, I'm not supposed to, you know, as a proud radio show host, I'm not supposed to do any kind of drugs, like a crack cocaine or ecstasy or stuff like that. It's just kind of weird.Anyway, how much sleep does a person need every single day to stay healthy? You know, pretty much it's a very good question, because I've been trying my best to get enough sleep, but nowadays it seems like it's getting very hard. For example, last night I just completely did not sleep. I worked probably 15 hours yesterday, and today I slept probably 5 hours. I got up and just, you know,didn't even have time to eat, so basically in the past 24 hours I've only had one meal, and that's pretty much it. And I got a couple of drinks and you know, a lot of coffee, of course, to stay alive at night, you know, trying to preserve the energy. It's just kind of harsh. It's just the fact of the matter that Face Radio on the Extreme Talk Show is getting, you know, it's getting quite good.Except, you know, I'm still the crazy, the most insane, idiotic, you know, Chris Phoenix. Anyway, I've been trying all the time to get enough sleep, and it seems like it's getting harder and harder. Alright, then, maybe we should just come to the second topic. What to do when you're freaking bored to death? Yeah, I'm so bored. I always feel bored. So just right now.I have no clue as to what I'm supposed to say on the show, but you tell me. If you want to talk about something, just you know, give me a call and we can talk about different things. Doesn't matter what it has to be the topic of the day. What it matters is that topic must be very interesting. So that's the point. Alright, we'll be back after this little short break. I'm going to play some music. I'll play some good stuff.Later, but right now I'm just gonna end this and yeah, what is that? Alright, here it is. It's getting very spooky, but that's what's happening. Okay, so somebody wants to talk. Alright, you're on the air. You want to talk to me about something? Or do you just want to listen to me? Or you hit the wrong button? What's happening here? It seems like people are nervous or something. Maybe some people seem experiencing some technical difficulties, you know, such as microphones not working or something like that. You know, anyway, our third topic, blogging, 21st century way of keeping diary. You know, everybody's been blogging. I have a blog. I never write. I never contribute anything to my blog, but I do have one, maybe two, maybe more, but I just can't remember, in various different places where I keep my online journal, which is called a blog. And I know that a lot of people like to write blogs, being kind of expressing their feelings, and I guess that's all good, except if your blog is getting hacked, you know, you just got somebody in there writing something that it's not your viewpoint. Somebody gets their blog hacked into and gets their content stolen, and does that happen to you? If that does, how often do you feel like it's weird? Well, not to me, I guess. I am. I got some websites that I have to work on, and I never worry about my website getting hacked into, because I don't have any information in here that's worth stolen anyway. So, yeah, pathetic. I'm kind of a pathetic guy, if you ask me. You know, anyway. Here's the trick. If, let's say that somebody buys something on a website, and somebody gets their information stolen. So the other person that steals the information use that information, like using a form of identity theft, which is a very serious problem nowadays. Open up a bank account and do a lot of harm to the person who got the information stolen in the first place. So that can be a problematic. But if it's just a freaking blog, who cares? If you lose a blog, you just get another one. You can just write a new blog from scratch. Happens every single day. A lot of people start new blogs every day, and the next day there's, you know, it's gone, and starting out another blog. That's what I'm gonna do. I guess, you know, maybe after show tonight, I'm gonna create a new blog or something. You know, I just want to write something. I just want to express my feelings, my viewpoints about the world. I'm a very opinionated person. I'm against a lot of things that other people are supporting. I am a very narrow-minded jerk, so to speak, you know. But you guys still listening to me, so that's good. That means you're narrow-minded too, because if you're not, you'd probably be listening to somebody else talking instead of me. Because everything that comes out of my mouth is just BS. It doesn't make sense, but I'm still talking. It feels creepy when I'm talking to, you know, nobody in particular, but it's still, I know that some people must be listening to me, and that's kind of weird, because I don't know other people who listen to my show, but other people who listen to my show know me, and so that's kind of different, and it feels like I'm some kind of public display, like an animal in the zoo or something, you know, everybody can see me, can listen to me, can comment on me, but I don't know anybody. Well, actually, I know a few people here, but that's pretty much it. Not everybody. Yeah. If they choose to be anonymous, they want to stay that way. Just the way it is. All right. Anyway, we have Blue Monday here as the karaoke. All right. You're on air. You want to say something? So you want to talk us? You want to talk to me, or you want to talk to somebody else? I can get you somebody else to talk to. That's more interesting than me, because I know for a fact that I am the most boring person here in this radio business. Of everybody I know of here, the working for this website, I'm the person that's boring, and I'm the person that's, you know, the kind of screw up, and I'm just always not paying attention to what's happening. So, well, I guess you don't want to talk, so screw you. Alright, anyway, Blue Monday is the song that we're gonna be playing. Anyway, before that, we're gonna play some other music. It's good, yeah. This one's good. I'm a lover, but I'm leaving, touching to some kind of girl. I'm the perfect type for one wild night. Yeah, suffocate quick, doesn't make me a bitch. I don't really care. No, what it was, it was sweet, really swept me off my feet. But I start to choke when you Okay, here's the deal. I'm trying to look for a song that I downloaded a few weeks ago. It was a very good song, and actually, you guys have been listening to the song for a while if you're a fan of the show, because sometimes I play the song, but not all of it, just part of it, just excerpt of the song, but it's a good one. So I'm trying to find it. If I can, I'm going to play it right now. Hopefully I'll be able to find it in time. It's a good one. Yeah, but it looks like I'm having some kind of trouble trying to find that one out. Where is it? What's the name of it? I don't even remember its name. Something creepy, you know. I'm not supposed to say that, but where is that? Where the heck is that? Alright. What is the name of the song? I have no idea, but that's a good one. Here's a good one. Here's another one, but it's not the one I was talking about, but it's a good one nonetheless. So there you go. Okay, somebody wants to talk to me. Alright, you want to talk to me or what? Yes, let's talk. Let's have a good time. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Alright, so what's up? What's the news? Got a question for me or what? Or would you like to discuss any of the topics that we have? You what? You're not interested? So, if you're not interested in the topics that we were bringing up here, so what would you like to talk about? You know, talk to me and ask me questions, and I'll answer your questions, and you know, let's party. About what? You think we can talk about what? Oh yeah, computer games is my life. I play computer games all the time, all the freaking time. I play CS, I play Delta Force, and many other games. Just a very, very exciting experience playing CS. I use AK, and I like to shoot people, I like to kill people, especially I kill them by shooting their heads off their body, so that's kind of fun. I am very fascinated by blood. I just want to kill people and, you know, and watch them die. That's pretty much what I do. I use AK, I use MP5, and sometimes use M4. My favorite weapon is, of course, the grenade, because I always say that the fire in the hole, that's, you know, one of my favorite statements. You know, when I first started playing the game, I was playing on the side of the terrorists, so every time we would win, and the computer would tell us, the terrorists win. Yeah. Let me guess what else I play. I play some other games. I play Delta Force, which is kind of similar to CS, but it's a lot of single member mission. You accomplish these missions by shooting enemies, and there's objectives to accomplish every mission. So you accomplish all the objectives and you win the mission. So pretty good, I guess. All right, thanks for the call. Okay, we're gonna continue playing our song, but I guess that's what's gonna happen here tonight. Is where's my music? It is here. All right, don't worry about that. Here we go. Okay, anyway, I'm just thinking about whether or not I should be playing this other song, which is called, it's pretty good, but it's kind of slow. It's not very exciting, but it's, I guess a lot of people would love that. But not for me, but I think overall it's a good song, so maybe I'll play it. Yeah, we will see. So right now, I'm just going to talk a bunch of crap, and I'll let you listen to the song, because I could be playing it right now, but I just don't feel like it. I just feel like I need to say something, I need to talk to myself, I need to talk to somebody about something, you know. Alright, anyway, we have topics here discussed. We have three topics. If anybody wants to talk, we can pretty much do it. And, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, we have different topics that we have. And Blue Monday is the song that we're going to be playing. Anyway, blogging, 21st century way of keeping diary, except it's kind of boring, you know. It's kind of boring, you want to keep a diary or something. I don't want to keep a diary. I don't want to write anything. I just don't feel like it. Yeah. I'll just continue to play the song because it's a good one. All right. We'll be back. Back. I just don't know what to say, cause I just feel like, you know, a lot of things be happening today, and I just don't feel like talking too much. Maybe I just take a break or something. You know, I want to get some rest, and being looking forward to something tomorrow, cause it's Saturday. Saturday night is supposed to be the night that we have a lot of fun, but it's, I guess Friday night is okay. I'll probably just go out and get myself drunk and just do some kind of stupid stuff, you know. What's been happening here? It seems like when I'm not talking, the bar is not moving, so people do not feel like I'm talking, because when I'm talking, it's just that my voice is very low, you know. Yeah, it's been like this for quite a while now. But I guess if you can still hear me, it's pretty good. Something must be wrong with my computer. I got experiencing technical difficulties every single day I use my computer. I guess that's the way it is. Maybe there's a way to solve this problem. I don't know, you know. I haven't tried. Maybe I should try, you know, try to do something and see if that works or not. Yeah. What do you do when you're freaking bored? Here's the answer. When you're bored, you do something, you know. You read a book or you just play a game with somebody or with yourself. Or you go out to the restaurant and you order some pizza to eat, you know. This other day, I had a dream. It was a good dream. I was dreaming about living in a 22nd century, you know, very advanced technology, give us everything. So, in this particular case, I am in the living room. I'm standing up in front of a big screen plasma TV. So, I just feel like hungry. I want to eat something. So, I order something from the TV. Some computer, like a cartoon character, you know, some animated character walks. Walks out of the big screen, past my screen, and talks to me and takes my order. Hello, sir. What would you like to eat tonight? Well, you know, I just feel like eating some hamburger. You know, some potato chips, some sandwich. You know, some fried chicken, or I need some French fries. You know, that's pretty much it. There with some ketchup, of course. Yeah, and give me a cup of Coca. And that's the, I order something, and the computer automatically transfers the information to the supermarket via electronic data interchange, or EDI. So the supermarket gets my order, and half an hour later, somebody gets on my door and knocks at my door. I open up the door and I get a big box, and I don't have to pay, and they have to use a special device to scan my my eye. So that's kind of like leaving a signature. It's kind of special laser beam that's retrieving my signature. I just look at the device for like 2 seconds, and it's done. So I don't even have to pay. They bill me using my account, you know, with the supermarket, using my Discover credit card. So I get a big box. I go to the kitchen and I open up the big box. There are some smaller boxes here inside the big box. I get everything inside the big box out, and I put them into the microwave oven, and I put something else into some other stuff, you know, some like a toaster or something to make the sandwich. Anyway, and the computer just automatically does the stuff of cooking, so I don't have to cook, because I can't cook, so, and I don't. Plus, I don't have time, and I don't have the luxury of spending time cooking, because I got too much stuff to do, such as, you know, sleeping. Anyway, I put everything into into the microwave oven, or into some kind of stuff, some, you know, cooking devices, very advanced 22nd century device, and the computer knows how much approximately I'm able to eat each meal, so there's not going to be a lot of things wasted, and I don't have to take care of it. I just walk out of the kitchen, and I just, you know, sit there and read some magazines and watch TV or something, or talk to somebody on the phone. About 20 minutes later, the computer just, you know, gives me a call and tells me, "Hello, sir, your meal is ready. Shall I, you know, present your dishes on the table so you can eat those?" And so I tell the computer, "Yeah, sure, do it." So I have to walk out. I walk to the microwave oven, open up the door, and I retrieve the stuff inside, you know, which, you know, the stuff I like to eat, like potato chips, French fries, some fried chicken necks and the chicken breasts, and some hamburger, you know, a big what is that called, a big sandwich with ketchup. So that's pretty much what I'm gonna eat tonight, and I ate this. After that, I threw everything into the dishwasher. The dishwasher is very advanced in the 22nd century. It's it can separate the dishes from the trash. So the trash, in other words, the trash can be separated. So there are some stuff that I am not liable to eat. There are some residues, some oil, you know, some junk that's residing on the dishes. So the dishwasher just automatically separates all of this from the dishes, and the dishes gets cleaned up, and they're automatically getting transferred to the, you know, to the place where the dishes are supposed to store, which, you know, I'm not sure what it's called, because I'm not a kitchen person, you know, so to speak. Anyway, 22nd century technology, very advanced. All right, we'll be back after the song. The song hasn't been finished yet. Yeah, we're going to continue to play this. All right. And by the way, you've been listening to the Face Radio on the Extreme Talk Show. My name is Chris Phoenix, and you've been listening to a good show. It's Good Friday.
Feel.
Okay, so anyway, you've been listening to Fish Breeding on the Extreme Talk Show. Here is Chris Phoenix. Only the 14 minutes of show prep is providing the show here. It's live on the air. And it's a Friday. It's the second time we do the show here this week. And the Wednesday, Friday nights, that's the time that we do the show. Usually every twice per week. Feels pretty good. All right, I'll continue with my story of 22nd century technology. In the 22nd century, there's going to be some cars that can fly, you know, to solve these traffic jam problems. So people don't have to worry about the morning rush hour, the afternoon, you know, the rush hour. They can just fly to the places that work by cars. You know, the cars can fly like 255 miles per hour. It's not very fast compared to jets. Yeah,